Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my love. When you hear the term network marketing or MLM, what comes up for you? Is it like, yeah, cool, okay, that's another revenue stream and another income stream? Or is it, oh my gosh, that's a scam, how embarrassing, and immediately contraction? What comes up for you? I'm so excited to share this conversation with Lucia La Rosa, where we talk about just that. What are some of those myths around network marketing? Now, the reason I invited this epic human to have this conversation with me was for a couple of reasons. One is, one of my goals with this show and just in who I am as a person and as a coach and as a thought leader is to always question the mainstream and to always think outside the box and to question the traditional. So I think so many of us have this idea of what success looks like and what's acceptable, what's an acceptable pathway towards success. If we look at the people that are successful around us, I think you will realize that they are not traditional. For the most part, they do think outside the box. They are open to opportunity. They are open to new things. They have a growth mindset. And I would really invite you to listen with an open mind to this conversation with Lucia, where we talk about some of the myths about network marketing. Now, I feel obliged to say I don't work with her. I am not a network marketer, but I see so much opportunity in it. And I see a lot of opportunity in a side hustle, period. But I see so much opportunity in network marketing. Yet I see so many people so afraid of this opportunity and so married to a traditional way of doing life and a path to success that they say no to opportunities. And I'm really inviting you to listen with an open mind and to really question your beliefs, right? So as you sit back, if you're someone that contracted when someone says network marketing and that's like yucky for you, I really want you to be introspective and really ask yourself why. Like, where is that stemming from? And if it's like this negative belief, ask if that belief is even yours. Right? Because there's a lot of well-intended people in our lives that try to give us advice, yet they are not living the life that we want to live. I'd love to hear your backstory and how you got into this field to begin with.
Yeah. So, I mean, my name is Lucia La Rosa, you guys. I started in network marketing or direct sales about 3 years ago. And it was through Instagram. And it was very, like, not something that I thought I was going to do, first of all. But it was a complete stranger at the time. She lived in New York. And she was just following me. And she reached out to me. And she said, hey, I think you would love this. And I was like, sure. I mean, I like hair care. And I honestly just did this because I wanted to try the products. But I didn't know anything about the industry. I really didn't know what I was getting myself into, but that's how it happened. A DM on Instagram literally changed my life.
I love that. And I think there's a big lesson to take even just in that is that so many of us are so programmed into one way of thinking that because we are like tunnel vision to this one way of looking at life, we literally miss out opportunities. So if you had been so in your tunnel vision, like this is the way that life is supposed to go, you wouldn't have, you would have said no. You totally wouldn't have said yes to that opportunity.
And that's a really good point because I know that in some way I attracted that to my life, because I was thinking outside the box. I was so tired of my job. I was just like, this cannot be it. Like, I want to have my own business. I want to be able to just pick up and go whenever I want to without having to ask a manager or what are they called? Whatever, you know, hey, can I leave early? Like, I was just sick of that. So I feel like, yeah, you know, I'm super grateful that that person reached out to me, but I know I attracted that into my life because I was looking for something else.
Mm-hmm. And what industry were you in before? Like, what were you doing before you got into this that you were just like, I'm over it. I'm over it now.
So this is what happened, right? So I was living in Los Angeles, California, and I loved the job that I had, minus the whole having a boss thing, okay? But I really loved what I was doing. I got into pretty much real estate. I was the number one leasing agent in the company that I was in. I found out the power of commission because I was getting paid by the hour, but then whenever I would rent an apartment in Los Angeles, I would get a commission, and I was like, my commissions are bigger than my hourly checks. So I was like, this is it, real estate, this is what I'm going to do. And then I met my now fiance, at the time boyfriend, and he lived in Miami. So we were dating for like 9-10 months long distance. Things were going really well. And he was like, I think you should move. And it was a crazy move, but I did it. I moved in with him. When I came to Miami, I was bouncing from job to job. I just couldn't find something that was paying me the money that I was making in Los Angeles. And that's really when I was like, I can't not do this. So I even went back to like serving at 26 years old. That was like going backwards. Mm. Nothing wrong with serving, okay? But it was going backwards. Like, I went from living by myself in LA, paying for my rent, my car and everything, to serving. I was like, wait, I'm going backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So were there hesitations from you when the girl approached you, someone you don't know? Did you have any ideas in your mind about what network marketing was? And like, how did you feel about that when she first approached you?
No, I had no idea what network marketing. I mean, I feel like I went to one of those parties when I was in high school and I didn't understand what was going on. They were just like, yeah, try this drink and then you go sell it. And like, it was like, I didn't get it. And my mindset at 18 was like, I was just trying to graduate high school. So when she reached out to me, I was kind of like, okay, what does she want from me? She wants to sell me something. Like, we are so defensive to people offering us something that could help us. And I think I used to think that way because I just didn't even trust myself. It just has to do a lot with you and where you're at that moment in your life. So, but she really got my attention with the words anti-aging hair care, because I had never seen an anti-aging hair care, you know, anti-aging skincare, but my mom is a hairstylist. I grew up in a hair salon pretty much. So that really caught my attention. And I was like, I just want the products because my hair was really, really damaged. And then from then on, I just didn't think much of the business. I actually was part of the company thinking that there's something sketchy in here. It's not true. Like, I was in the company thinking that the cars and the trips were not true.
Yeah. So it's interesting because I feel like one of the reasons I invited you on the show, not only because I follow you and I love your energy, I'm like, yes, but I really wanted to speak into what some of the misconceptions about this industry are. And the reason I wanted to do that is because, going back to how we open, we're talking about having like a fixed versus a growth mindset. If we don't open our eyes to possibilities, we are literally limiting our lives. And we're so scared of judgment from people who are not contributing to our bank account, who are not contributing to our dreams. And we're shutting off this opportunity. And I feel like there's so many misconceptions. Yet at the same time, if you look at the most successful people, they don't have one source of income, you know, and the people who are great at managing their money, they've got a side hustle, right? There's so many benefits of having either this as your main income stream or as one of your many income streams that I really wanted to get into the ears and also speak to the hearts of some of our listeners who are on the fence, who are like, oh my gosh, it's a pyramid scheme. So that's why let's smash some of those myths right now.
Yeah,
and what's the biggest one you hear as like, you're like, oh no.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing you hear, it's like, it's a scam. And I'm so sad we're not in Australia yet because, girl, we would take over. So for those of you thinking, oh, she's doing this with her, not yet, okay? But you just know opportunity when you see it. And we're expanding globally. And I know we're going to be there soon.
It's coming.
And yes, it is. Some of the biggest misconceptions I think people think is a scam. And I, you know, when somebody tells me that, I tell them, I understand. Because I really do understand where they're coming from when they say this is a scam, because they probably were scammed or they scammed somebody. Okay. It can come both ways. And they are, or they were, bad network marketing companies out there. Like, bad guys exist. Good people, bad people, they exist. I like to think there's more good people in this planet. There actually is, than actual bad people. So I tell them, hey, I understand. And then I ask them, I'm like, have you ever tried it? And when you ask that question to the other person, you actually get into a human to human conversation. And they say, yes, I was scammed. Or yes, my cousin, my aunt, my mom. They go back to the past. It's never a scam in the future. It's never a scam in present time. It's something, it's an experience from the past. And all of us have this, past relationships, past teachers, past traumas. It's all in the past. So I'm like, okay, why don't we leave that? I just talk more with them about life. And it, but my purpose is, let's leave the past in the past. And let me show you an ethical business with ethical products here in the present moment. How about that? Mm. And when I do that with people, they're like, some want to hear it and some are just so like, no, 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 anti MLM, you know, and I let those go. Like, you know, it's fine. But some of the biggest misconceptions is that because you know, people have things in the past, or I think everything could be a scam. It really depends on what you believe in. You know, a religion can be a scam for some people. It's crazy.
I feel like also sometimes it's not even their own experience. It's like they've heard someone else say this and this.
And here's another reason why people think it's a scam, because unfortunately, you know, I deal with this, you know, I have a huge organization, thousands of people, and they're all coming to me with like objections. They think it's a scam because in network marketing, if you join the right company and the right product that you feel passionate about and that you feel like you like the products and it's good, really incredible things can happen to you within a matter of 12 to 24 months. So I see people come into this business and in 24 months, they have generated over $1 million in commissions, not in sales. They have generated $1 million. So if they have a friend or they had a friend that is watching the growth, they don't see 24 months of hustle, tears, sweat, you know, like they don't see that. They see the 20th month and then the 24th month of them, you know, making $1 million and driving the cars. They're like, that's a scam. Because we're not used to success being quick and fast. And I don't think 24 months is quick. I think it's 2 years of your life of putting in hard work. And I think that's why people have that misconception, but network marketing really pays to those who work and sacrifice and help others. I think that that's one of the biggest misconceptions. Like, people are like, it's too good to be true. They're like, there's no way you're making 5 figures a month from home. There's no way you're making 6 figures a month with shampoo and skincare. And it's like, yes, there is a way. It's called network marketing pay plan, and it works and it's great. And it's generational money that I can pass on to my kids. A lot of people don't know this.
And I think the thing about it must be a scam, she's been doing it 2 years, how's she making all this money? It's also, I think we need to be introspective enough to recognize what our own blockages are. Like, if I've got a scarcity mindset, then for me to look at you, that's like making like 5 figures a month, that's going to look like a scam because that's like impossibility from my current mindset. And so this is how we like shoot our own selves in the feet, is because we reject our own limitations because we haven't been able to hit that level of success in our lives, we automatically assume it's impossible or you're robbing somebody, right? And this goes back to like parenting and all that other shit, all the other program that that person grew up with, where, you know, if you had really self-conscious parents who were always like, you do things by the book and you follow the rules and da-da-da-da-da, rich people are bad and all this programming, then you're not even dealing with the person that you're talking to. You're dealing with that person and all their layers of programming and scarcity mindset. So that would be a huge hurdle, I think, from like someone working in network marketing to connect with other people who have this scarcity mindset. And, but I think we need to take ownership for that and recognize that just because we haven't been able to do it doesn't mean that it's not possible. And just because we haven't been able to do it doesn't mean that it's a scam.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about network marketing, because we get people in the business, like me, for example. I was a little skeptical. I just bought because of the products. Okay. But I was still thinking, because in my mindset 3 years ago, I was like, there's no way that girl has a free Cadillac. Like, I think the company pays them, whatever. Didn't pay too much attention, but that was literally what was going on in my head, because to me, it was impossible to get a free car 3 years ago. So I'm the girl that came into a network marketing company and I didn't make six, you know, five figures a month in a year. It took me three. You know why? Because I had to work on this. Mm-hmm. And I turn around and I can mention 10 girls from the top of my head that have made $1 million in less than 2 months. And I'm not going to play the comparison game, because the beautiful thing about network marketing is that when people come into our group, we do so much personal development. It's literally, you really have to be like very low in your energy and very like negative to not get contagious. Like, it's contagious because you're around a group that's doing well. You're around a group that wants to learn. You're around a group that it's just learning every day and is putting out content and is extroverting and is out there in social media. And then they show you like, yeah, like this is the car that I have for free. This is the trip that I earn with my company. And I remember when I made the decision to earn my first trip with the company to see if it was true. Like, that was my intention behind working hard for that trip. I remember thinking, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to see if this is true. Like, I was, you know, I needed to work on my mindset. So that's a really awesome, like, I love that about network marketing and about my company, is that we pour into people's mindset. Because if you can teach people how to market themselves, you can have the best product, you can teach them how to sell, how to talk. But if their mindset and all of their limiting beliefs are still there, it won't work. It really won't work.
Yeah, that's resonating so much. And it's funny because in 2014, when I left my job to pursue something else, I went to do my PhD and start my own business. And everybody was like, you're crazy. And at the same time, I joined a network marketing thing and I didn't look at it like a business. Like, it was so not a business for me. Yeah. But what the first thing after working so long in corporate, the first thing I said was, wow, these companies, this is how corporate will lose more to network marketing. I'm like, because they're not feeding their people. At the end of the day, people want purpose. People want growth. It's either you're growing or you're dying. And that's not an exaggeration. Mm-hmm. The only thing that makes us feel good and fulfilled is knowing that we're progressing in life. That's it. That's the only common denominator, right? And I was like, this is why people feel unfulfilled. It's not their work. It's not their actual level of work or whatever they're doing at work. It's the fact that they're not being poured into. They don't feel important. They don't feel cared for. And that's one thing after going to a couple conferences and stuff, I'm like, yes. And it's exactly what you said. It's the energy of the people, right? And I always talk about emotional contagion, brain sync. You literally become, this is science-based. This isn't like woo-woo shit. This is like science-based. You become who you hang out with on a genetic level, on a brain level, because of exactly what you said. It's the energy of people. You're with them. You can't help but be excited. Like, I've never left a conference and felt down.
No.
I'm always like super high energy.
They are amazing. Like, these network marketing companies are bashed on because they are competing with corporate America. They're competing with average. And I think that people in power want to keep the average. And it's, you know, we can go into the whole thing, but it's like, we're competing with like big corporations. There are good corporations too. Like, you know, the company that my fiance works with, it's an amazing corporation. It's an honor to work in that company, right? But then you have network marketing, you know, and it's just like whatever fulfills your cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're somebody that's like a high producer, you want freedom, but you still want to make a lot of money, you should look into network marketing. If you're someone that's not a high producer, but something inside of you tells you that there's more, you should look into network marketing. Anyone that comes into this type of industry, if you want a change, you're going to find something here. And it's not just for the money. The money here comes when you grow within yourself. The money will not come if you are not going to invest in you, if you're not going to pick up a book. I was not a college girl. Like I hated college. I'd never study for a test. I was just a girl that would go to class. Okay. I kind of got it. I'll take the test. I'll get a C, a B, and that's it. Like I am not, you know, I did not see myself going back to college. But when you come into this business, I've read so many books. Like I don't even know how many, and I continue to read books and or listen to books. Just last month, I think I read like 10, 15 books.
That's incredible.
Like how can this girl dropped out of college become, you know, literate in like so many other things that are actually making me money, that are actually fulfilling my life. And again, making me money that I wasn't going to be making with the college degree that I was trying to get. So don't feel like you have to be this certain person to be successful. Network marketing is truly a place where you can explore and you can see like what you like best and really get around people that want more.
Yeah, I love that. Let's talk about the mindset limitation for people that feel weird about selling to their friends and feel like they're pushing products on people.
Yeah.
Like that's one of like the biggest, I would say, blockages for people in general, especially women. I don't know why, but I find that women have a harder time even selling their own stuff, you know, like as coaches and all that. There's more of a blockage there about putting their work out there. So what would you say to someone who's like, yeah, I feel weird about like promoting these products to my friends and family, and I'm not like that?
I would say that you are not sold yourself on the product or on yourself. So, you know, when somebody tells me, I don't know, like I can't sell this pen. I just feel weird. I don't want to tell my friends about this pen. Everybody already has a pen. Like, and you start to tell yourself like all these things, but like, guys, what if this was the best pen in the world? Like, what if this pen just does like incredible things and you're obsessed with the pen and you love the pen and you use the pen and, you know, you take this pen everywhere. Why wouldn't you share something that you absolutely love with your best friend? Like, it makes no sense to me. Like, I almost cannot make sense when people come and tell me, I don't want to sell to my friends. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Like, you don't want to share awesome things with your friends? It doesn't make sense. So I don't make sense of it when people tell me that. But I do understand where they're coming from. So that's what I tell them. I'm like, you're not sold on your product and you're also not sold and confident about yourself. And I would say it straight up because if you're not confident in yourself, what is there? Like, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that it comes down to if you love the product, right? If you genuinely love the product and it's changing your life in one way or another, then you not wanting to share it is just a fear of judgment and it's a fear of rejection. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to hear the no. So you're just holding yourself back. But the measure of success is how many no's you get. And I'm not talking just network marketing. I'm talking about across the board, right? It's basically a law of averages. It's an actual thing. You need to like, who was telling me, I was on a call, maybe it was one of my coaches that was like, if you don't have like 10 no's that day, you didn't work hard enough. Like you need to be wanting the no's. I was like, oh, okay. But I thought, what a paradigm shift to if you can say, okay, every no is one step closer to a yes, then you completely reframe that.
Yeah, you have to hear the no's, and you will hear the no's when you're selling a product, or for like the coaches, you're selling yourself. And yeah, you have a program, but really you're not going to show people your whole entire program because that's what they're paying for. So really what you're selling is yourself. And like, it comes down to how confident are you about that program and that piece that you're going to give to people. And then first, you got to be confident on yourself. So if you guys are having a hard time selling a product, or, you know, maybe that's your consideration about joining a network marketing company. I don't like sales. I'm not a salesperson. I would just invite you to think about sharing, because we're already doing that every day, especially on social media. I could share my Starbucks coffee. I could share the shake that you're drinking. I could share my outfit. We're doing that. Like, that's just what we're doing nowadays. And we're going to continue to be doing. Instagram's going to be here for a long time. So just think about sharing, you know, and you share your favorite restaurant, you share your favorite food. How passionate are you about your favorite restaurant? You, girl, you have to go try this place. Like, you're selling, you know, and then he's like, oh my God, yeah, I have to go try that place. I'm going. So we're already doing that. And when it comes to good products, I want my friends and family to have the best products for their health, for themselves, for them to look better, feel better. So you're going to hear the no's, and you're going to hear the no's from a lot of people that are really close to you. It's just, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just be prepared for it, and just like, do the inner work. Honestly, it comes down to doing that inner work to not give a fuck. Like, you can't, unless that person is contributing to your vision in one way or another. And that kid is like, that person is like paying for your kid to go to school, then you should care about their opinion. Otherwise, we need to detach from like this obsession with what people think about us. Like, we just cannot care.
It's the worst. When you're living for other people's expectations, you're a slave. And you're not in this world to be a slave. You're a free, powerful being. You're here to do you, to be you, and to provide your family and the world with a better you. Like, that's how I see it. You know, I don't just think about me and my fiance and my future kids, my mom, my brother. I'm like, if I'm going to make an impact, I'm going to make a bigger impact. And that's really when you start to want more money. That's when you start to want, because money, it's a vehicle. That's it. It's just a tool. And that's another thing that stops people from this, the network marketing thing. And they're like, well, I don't need money. I don't need to make more. I'm fine. And I also cannot make sense of that, because I've always been money driven. I've always been like, I've always liked good things. And I don't know why, but I've always liked money. I'm like, there's something.
Me too.
And I actually have a story. Yeah. And I actually have a story on that. When I understood the power of money, crazy childhood story. I don't know if we have time, but my mom was getting a divorce. Okay. And one day, like, my dad stopped, you know, not staying at home. And so the parents sometimes don't think about the kids, and they start fighting and they start doing like crazy stuff. So my dad stopped paying rent for our house. Like, we didn't know, right? The owner of the house, or the wife's owner, like, I was little. So I remember this. I remember a lady banging on the door and going into our home and screaming at my mom. It was her and her daughter. She was older than me. I was probably 5, 6 years old. And she kept saying, give me my money. You got to pay rent. And like, my mom was shocked. And we were like, what is happening? And that moment, I was like, money is power. Money is important. Money brings stress if you don't have it. Like, it just, like, something stayed in this little girl's head where I'm like, oh, shit, money's important. Like, if you don't have money, where do you live? And so that experience, I wouldn't say it was traumatizing. It was just like, I took it like as, oh, like, okay, money's important. And then ever since then, you know, my mom opened up her business. She became an entrepreneur. That's when she started the whole, like, she had a pest control company. She was a hairstylist. She was an aerobic instructor. Like, she just figured it out. And I started to see that, the entrepreneur side. I didn't know what was going on, but I just knew my mom was always home. She was working, but she was with me. She was running companies in a small level, but she was running 3 different companies. And she was like the thing, you know, she would do all of them. It was hilarious. But I understood the power of money. And I was like, okay, this is important. So when a network marketing opportunity is presented and then people are like, I'm fine, I don't need it, we're good. I'm like, no, you're not. You should want more. You deserve more. Your kids need more. And so the money topic, I'm passionate about it because I know what it can do in the hands of good people.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing that. Absolutely love that story. Yeah, I had a similar a situation in my life when I was little where I just made the immediate association.
Right.
Money, good. Not having it, very bad. It means suffering.
Yeah.
Yes. I've always been really money driven too.
And we don't want that for our kids. Mm-hmm. We don't want to enable them, right? Because people are like, rich kids are spoiled. I need my kids to be able to survive if we lose everything. And the way, you know, how I'm going to invest in my kid, it's the mindset, it's the confidence. If we lose it all after being billionaires, my kid is going to figure out how to be a millionaire and a billionaire again. I know that because I'm going to give him those tools, that confidence, the wisdom, whatever, you know, that he or she needs to make it all over again. If I lost everything today, if my business went to zero, I know how to rebuild it.
Mm-hmm.
So think about your kids. Like, I don't want somebody knocking on my door with my kid. And like, you know, I mean, I know that wasn't the intention. My dad probably didn't know this crazy lady was going to come in and do this. He was probably just trying to gain some control over my mom. But I don't want those things for my future kids. Like, I want them to feel safe, but I want them to also understand that it takes work and hard work and sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And they need to maintain the legacy. I'm not going to work so hard and raise, you know, brats.
No, I feel you. Like, I always have this conversation. I actually had this conversation with my daughter's dad where he was just loving on the kids and being so and he's like, my job as a father is to love my kids. And I said, it's not. I'm like, your job as a father is to prepare your kids for life and love them too. But first, you can't just love on your kids and give them no life skills. And that's because I was like, we need to push some independence on them. We need to give them more skills. And yeah, it was a funny conversation and that really changed it for him because he was like, I genuinely never realized that my job as a father was actually to prepare them for life. And I don't think I'm preparing them for life. And he did pivot from that conversation. Oh my God, I'm loving this so much, but I want to address one more misconception or myth. What would you say to someone who's like, only the people at the top make any money?
I love that.
It's a pyramid scheme.
Okay. So the thing with network marketing, when people say that only the people at the top make money, I look at them in the eyes and I'm like, you're right. It's so true. they do because they're at the top. And then they look at me and they're like, wait, what did you do? Because I feel like people that are anti-MLM or that are there's anti-MLMers, they're hardcore. I don't even try with them. I just, whatever. And then there's people that are just, they have misconceptions. But they're always expecting a hardcore, aggressive answer. And I'm like, no, you're right. The people at the top do make the money. Now, do you know why that is? And they're like, because they're at the top. They don't, what do you want? Because they're at the top. I'm like, okay, but how did they get there? Oh, they started with the company, you know, first, and everybody else that comes in now can never be successful. And I'm like, oh, I see. Listen, I personally know, and I really personally know, my company has been around for almost 7 years. It'll be 7 in September or October. We've been around for almost 7 years and we have made over 50 self-made millionaires in 7 years. Now, people that were at the top 3 years ago, you know, they're doing well, but these girls came in and in 2 years, they're now at the top charts. Anyone can make it to the top. That's what I say. I'm like, you're right. Only the people at the top are taking the bigger bucks because they have earned their way to the top. And it's just what it is. Anyone that's at the top is going to make more money. The difference in network marketing is that you and I have the same chances of going up there. We don't have to kiss ass to a boss. We don't have to be a certain race. We don't have to only speak one language. We don't have to look a certain way. We don't have to dress a certain way. You and I have the same opportunity to do this. Now, are you willing to do what that person at the top is doing or did? Because if you're not, you're not going to get near the top. So when I address that with people, they're like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And they say, I don't think this is for me. Like, I'm not willing to sacrifice. I'm not willing to put in the work. I'm not willing to do a post on social media. And I'm like, it's totally fine. This is not for you. And I have said that to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love
but,
that.
You know, but it's not for them right now. It's not the right time for them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They haven't, their mindset isn't there, and or maybe it's just not the right product. And that's another thing, like, just acknowledge that if you find something that you're like in love with and obsessed with, maybe that will be the thing that helps you to get across the line. I also want to just piggyback on what you were saying in that I worked in corporate for years and I consult for corporate higher education institutions. And you guys, there's only one CEO, there's only one CFO, there's only one strategy officer in all organizations. So you could use that same argument for a normal company as well. It's like, oh, there's only people at the top are making money. And it's true. Like, there is a huge jump between what a regional vice president is making in a multinational versus like a director in a local branch, right? So there's a huge freaking difference. And my daughter's father is a VP for GE, and that guy does not sleep. And I truly mean that. Like, he literally does not sleep. I have never woken up in the middle of the night when we were together and seen him sleep. Like, I don't know how it's possible.
Let's get you in network marketing when Monet opens, and we're going to retire him.
Oh, you know what? We are not together. This is my daughter's dad. I'm not with that.
Okay.
No, he's a workaholic. But do you see what the point I'm making, guys? Is that the energy that you need to get to be a VP in a normal company is you need to bring that same passion and energy if you want to succeed at anything, whether it's your own business, whether it's a network marketing, whatever it is, you need to be willing to put in the work.
The other thing with corporate America, really quick, that I really do not like, I dislike to say it lightly, is that, like you said, there's only room for one VP, and it's politics. Most companies, it's politics. And if you want that position, you either wait until that person is 80 years old and you are 60 and then you get that position, or you take them down. Is this thing in corporate? That's what I see in corporate America. Either you go up and I make it. I would not be able to work in that environment. It's just a lot of like either you or me. It's that constant competition. In network marketing, I have girls in my organization that have my same level. Like, and they started way after me. Why? Because I have a duplicatable system now. Now I am all in my business. Now I'm like, I go like this. Here's the duplication. Do this and you're going to do what I did in less than 6 months. And they do it. They're making 5 figures a month in a year. So I make it easy for them. I have the duplication. I have what's going to fast track your success. They're not going to do that in corporate America. They're not going to hand you like, oh, here, take down my, you know, my position. In network marketing, you can all be at the top together, but you just have to put in the work. I cannot grow my organization if my girls or the guys that I have on my team are also not flourishing and prospering. And so when you look at our business model at a right, ethical, legit network marketing company, it's all about helping your teammates. It's all about getting a bunch of them to the top with you, or else you will never make it to the top. When you see those girls, oh, they're scam. They're making money. I've had people DM me, you're making money off of people. You're lying to people. Those things don't work. I've had YouTube videos made of me. Like, I'm like, thank you. I feel famous. I'm like, you're promoting me for free. You know, it's like, I never thought somebody was going to take the time to go through my whole Instagram and like screen record everything that, and you know, put me out there. So it comes with the,
girl, if you just put that energy into your business, you might be like,
you would make money. Something yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, I'm like free marketing, free promotion, whatever. And people that are on a fixed mindset, because that's what you were talking about. You're talking about growth mindset and fixed mindset. People with a fixed mindset, I truly, truly hope that they find the right vehicle to start growing their mindset. It might not be network marketing. It might not, whatever. Maybe a book, maybe a church, maybe a conference, something. But that's my wish for them. If you have a fixed mindset, try new things. And that's the hardest thing about people that have a fixed mindset. They won't try new things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's important to note that, like, to bring personality into this as well, because entrepreneurship isn't for everyone, but it's for a lot of people. And if you're someone that can deal with a little bit of uncertainty, then it's something that's for you. Whereas there is some people that are very married to certainty. Like, they really, really love the idea of certainty. So for them, it's too much uncertainty for their personality type. But for the most part, we crave that. It's actually one of our core human needs, is to have some uncertainty in our lives. And yeah, I just loved how you talked about that in traditional business, there is a very systematic way about moving up the corporate ladder. And it's true, that level of certainty that they want is, especially in government, is you get that job and you never have to worry again. So they're happy with their like 2%, 4% increase for the rest of their life because they're getting their other benefits. And for them, safety is their main thing. And they're not looking for expansion. If you're looking for expansion, which is why, Lucy, I really wanted to bring you on today, was because I really just want to plant the seed in our listeners to be open to new opportunity. And like, don't be so closed in your way of thinking or the way you've been programmed by your peers and your parents and the education system. Don't be so closed that you are literally blocking opportunity. And the most successful people in the world, and I know you'd know this as well, babe, is that they have multiple streams of income. And network marketing is one of the easiest ones to have as even just a little side hustle, because as you were saying, the system is there already. There's like basically a blueprint for you to follow. Yeah. So it takes so much legwork out of, like, let's say being a traditional entrepreneur where you basically kind of have to figure it out on your own. It requires a lot more hustle.
A lot more money, a lot more investment, a lot more. It's like a solopreneur. It's hard. Network marketing, it's already like you're dealing with people. Like, you're selling a product. Yes, you're a business, you know, your customer service, your marketing, your everything at the beginning. But holy cow, like, I don't have to produce the product. I don't have to ship the product. The company does that for me. I would go crazy if I just grab a product that I want to sell, that I'm passionate about, and I have to ship it and create it and buy it from China. Network marketing is so simple with the right company. And we truly have a lot of network marketing products companies have great products. Because they don't have to go out and upsell it at a store that, you know, they have to pay to put it there. They just pay us. And I'm so happy that you allowed me to, you know, talk about the misconceptions and the myths about network marketing, because I feel like this is a vehicle for a lot of people to find freedom, not just financial freedom, but freedom. Like, oh my God, I build something. I'm helping people. And that, like, it gets me emotional every time I talk about it, because I'm like, guys, I know I'm going to make a lot of money with this. Okay. That, like, that's a given for me. Like, I just see it, you know, it's like right there. But the lives that I am changing, and whether it's a person that I have helped make $10,000 a month. Okay. That's great. Like, I've changed that household. Or a person that I just helped make an extra $300 that month, that also changed a household. that also helped that mom put an extra, I don't know, buy their kids the shoes that they needed for school or take their kids out to Disneyland. Like people say for years to take their kids out to Disneyland. I just helped that family take their kids this summer. And those are the things that are moving me. And those are the things that give me that bigger purpose. It's not like the money, it's a given. I'm telling you, like a year from today, this business is going to be running and I'm just going to be pouring into people and I'm going to be like six figures a month and like $500,000 a month. It will come. It's a given. If I continue to pour into people, if I continue helping people, like that gives me the money to now, okay, I'm going to invest in real estate. Okay, I'm going to open up this dream place that I've been wanting to open up. Like I want businesses. Like I want physical businesses. They're a headache, but I love to give people services. Okay. So like I have, you know, people are like, why don't you do your own product? Why don't you start your own thing? Lucia, why don't you just do, why are you with this company? You have so much more potential. I'm like, you're not my friend. You have ego, my friend. And I don't want your ego. I'm going to run with this rocket ship. I don't need my name and my label on a freaking bottle of an average product just because of my ego. And a lot of people tell me, well, I want to have my own business. And I want it to be under my name and I want my picture and I want my leg. And I'm like, okay, go build that. It will take you 5 years. I really wish you the best to see you go. I'm going to stick with this rocket ship. And then when I have the money, I will do all the things that I want to do. And I will create a good product and a good service that aligns with this network marketing business. See, that's what entrepreneurs see. Like, it's not like me, my name, my brand. I'm still building my brand. Like people know me for my name. They associate me with my company and I'm super proud of it. And I wear it all the time. Like I'm obsessed with it, you know, but this is the ego. Put the ego aside. Okay. Yeah. Find the right group and stick to it. Mm-hmm. We need other humans to succeed. That's just a law for me, like a human law. I hear that a lot in my church. You need a group to survive better.
Yeah.
Period.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think entrepreneurship is a long-term game. You're not in it for like the short-term acclimations. You're like learning all the skills as well to crush it when you do your own standalone business too. So absolutely love that. Lucia, thank you so much for your time. Absolutely loved chatting with you today. You're amazing. And how can people get in touch with you?
Thank you. Seriously. I love talking to you. We should have talked about like, we connected on Instagram and it was like immediate, like, girl, I love you. Like you, and I was like, Australia needs to open already. So when it opens, like I'm traveling, I'm visiting you. I'm going there. I'm personally going to deliver products to you for that beautiful hair. But thanks for having me. You guys can find me on Instagram at Lucia La Rosa, my name and last name, also on Facebook. And those are like the main platforms that I use. And I'm just so excited to continue to grow this. And I know we're going to like this connection that we have. I just feel like you're a friend that I've known before. Same. And I know it sounds crazy, but like I have, like when I meet people and like, you know, I see your role as a mom, as a wife, and the things that you're putting out to help others. I think that's incredible too. And I just can't wait to like work with you in the near future with anything that I can do for you as well. Like, you know, I'm there.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And honestly, that feeling so mutual. I'm like, oh my God, I love this girl. So thank you so much, babe.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.